Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We won't hide them from you. We have all had very inappropriate moments in our lives, and we share them with you this week in our bonus content. BurtShow.com/bonusBS. So did she tell her friend that the dude that the friend is seeing has a history of cheating? Do you go in on that or do you stay away?
So her best friend started dating again after about 2 years since her ex-fiance cheated on her. And because that relationship ended the way that it did, she has always maintained this attitude of once a cheater, always a cheater. Now, she doesn't believe that is true, and she feels like she is proof that that is not true, but she does know that that's how her best friend feels. So her best friend is finally coming around on the other side of that, and she's giving this guy a chance, and which things seem to be going really well. But she happens to know that this guy did indeed cheat on his ex-fiance. She doesn't think that the guy is, like, just going to always do that. She thinks it was bad circumstances. But she was wondering, what would a best friend do in this situation? Do you kind of warn your friend knowing that that might torpedo and ruin the situation for her? Or do you keep it to yourself because you actually can see this going well?
I think if I remember correctly, I was like, if you're, this is your best friend and you have this information, you can't withhold it.
If it's a best friend?
Yeah, best friend.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, you disclose it. But you also disclose it with like, hey, this was a unique circuit. I am of a believer. I used to be like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Not anymore. I've had plenty of friends who have overcome circumstances, and people want to think cheating is so black and white, but there's actually a lot of gray when it comes to infidelity and in marriages and what's going on, because you don't know what's happening in a relationship. Don't condone it by any stretch of the means, but I do feel like you can come back from it. So I would tell her, hey, here's what I know, but I think it would be a mistake for you not to give him a chance just because this happened.
What did you guys say? Best friend.
I remember she said that I don't want to ruin their opportunity for a happy and healthy relationship, because it did. The tone of the message seemed like it was really positive, like she liked this relationship. And so what I remember thinking was like, if this really is a good relationship, I think he's going to be honest. Like, I think this is his story to tell. And I think if you really do think it's a good relationship, then it's going to come out at some point anyway.
I think if it's my best friend and I knew that he had a specific issue with this exact thing, I would feel obligated to tell him. But I would try to tell him with the warning that Kristen said earlier of, I don't think it's that bad, but I would have to let him know.
So here's the follow up. Quick update on my situation that you all were so kind to give me some advice on. Well, I ended up telling her the truth about his past relationship. I met her for dinner, and I just kind of ripped the Band-Aid off and told her right away. She was a bit shocked and really disappointed. She did thank me for telling her, but said she had wished I would have told her as soon as I knew she was going out with him the first time. I told her that I just wasn't sure if that was the right thing to do. I told her that I was afraid she wouldn't give him a chance, and that I know he is a really good guy, and I don't think this is who he is as a person. She was hard to convince. So after a glass of wine, I ended up telling the truth about my own past mistake. She had no idea. So it was a bit of a double shock for her, but I wanted her to know that people can mess up and still turn things around.
That's right, because she had infidelity in her past, but she and her spouse had worked it out.
She tried to change the subject as she seemed kind of shell-shocked for a bit. I brought it all back up and was able to convince her at least to talk to him and hear him about the whole situation. I wanted her to at least know all the details before she decided to give up on the relationship entirely. Well, she did take my advice. Not sure what exactly he told her, but it seems like whatever he said convinced her to give him a chance. I'm relieved and also glad that I was honest with her. I really think he is great for her, and I hope they make it work. And it turns out to be a great thing for her. I'll keep you guys posted from Mandy.
Ooh, if I'm him, I'm mad at Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just outed me, and you didn't give me a chance for me to explain my story from my side. I'd be peeved.
That relationship, yeah, he's going to be so mad that he will... He might be nice to Mandy, but he will never, ever trust her or totally like her.
You don't think any part of him would kind of understand that with them being best friends that she felt obligated to do that?
Especially when cheating is such a hot button for her.
Like, I would understand that. I mean, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I would get her her obligation to tell.
Maybe so. I think initially I'd just be like, why? Why even? That was a different relationship. Why are you stirring things up now? If it was still important, I would have said something to her. So, I don't know. I could see it both ways there.
I get it.
But it looks like it turned out anyway. Turned out okay anyway. All right.
So she's gonna at least give him a chance. So.
I know. With a lot of these emails, like, I run away from confrontation and tension so quickly that some of these emails to me, I would just never. I'm just like, back it up. That is not even close to my life right now. So I am not going anywhere near.
Get it? The Burt Show.